Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Let's start with our first potential conference championship matchup. Going to start in the AFC. Justice, Jags Bills or Jags Bengals?
This is interesting. Okay. So to go over the games last week, well, one, I think Jacksonville firepower, it's legitimate. The first half was weird because it seemed like the Chargers had their number. I mean, it was just, can you beat man coverage? And then they went away from it for some reason. I don't know if it's because of the lead or whatever, but, you know, they let Jacksonville back into the game, and we all saw how that turned out. I think both the Bengals and the Bills, their passing games weren't as great as they could have been. And I'm a little worried about Josh Allen at this point, because you look at the season-long stats, and they're still pretty good. But if you start looking at it from the perspective of, like, since that injury, right, Josh Allen's kind of been a different dude. And you've seen it's weird that an injury would impact decision-making, but we have seen those decisions, you know, not be as sharp as they've been for the past year and a half, 2.5 years, whatever it may be. I think the better matchup at this point, I think, is Cincinnati, just because I think I trust Burrow to protect the ball a little bit more. And I know Buffalo's defense on paper is supposed to be better than Cincinnati's, but Lou out there as the DC is one of the best masterminds, I think, in the sport right now. Yeah, I mean, he was a guy. Do you guys remember that Cincinnati DC opening and how long it took him to fill that? It was like a whole ordeal. Like, they went, I think it was like a month or two longer than anyone else in the league with that DC opening. And then they signed, you know, Lou Auriemma, who's at that point was kind of like a no-name guy. And people were like, oh my God, Bengals are going to bangle. He's now become like the most underrated defensive coordinator in the league, in my opinion. So I think I'd like to see that matchup a little bit more. And I'm sure Bills fans are just like, I can't believe you're picking against us in the first round of the gauntlet.
Yeah, I mean, watchability, you want to see – I mean, you have three high-quality quarterbacks, right, who can put up points. It is interesting that, you know, we're getting into Allen and the decision-making. We've talked about turnovers, it seems like, every week with him on here. And, like, they haven't really caught up because the Bills are the Bills and they've been able to, you know
– I mean, they almost did last week. It came down to, what was it, a fourth down decision where they're making substitutions with 10 seconds left because their play caller switched and they had a third string quarterback in there. Like, I mean, it got down to the wire against Miami, and there's teams that are – you're going to see better quarterbacks than Skylar Thompson left over in the AFC playoffs, you know?
But will you see a better play caller than Mike McDaniel? I'm not sure. That's
probably not.
So I think that should be factored in. But I don't – I think this version of Josh Allen, yes, he makes like the highlight plays, the home run plays, but if you're not going to run him as much, I feel like his watchability goes down to me. Like, if you're removing that aspect of his game and it's just coin flip, it's going to be a bomb to Diggs, or is it going to be a contested catch or a fumble that leads to a turnover? I don't really want to see that. I think the Bengals are more appealing and I'd rather watch them play for some of the reasons that you said defensively. But it's not like they don't have good players on defense, too. Like, they're finally adding talent on that side of the ball. And then, of course, you know, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, Joe Burrow. But the Jaguars play a pretty exciting style of ball, too. And I think their speed really helps them. Like, you talked about the playmakers that they have. So, Travis Etienne, like, getting him involved. Why did it take so long last week? You talked about them beating the Jags. Or, sorry, how they were able to beat the Chargers. I think it took Doug Peterson 2.5 quarters too long to kind of change up what he was doing. So they started running like pivot route, return route. So you're going to run one way, act like you're going that way and fake and go the other way. Like, just confusing the Chargers and what they were doing, messing with some of their principles in coverage. And once he did that, that's when the Jaguars really start to take off on offense. So I think the Doug Peterson matchup versus the Bengals defense, like, that would be really exciting to see. So I'm going to go with the Bengals and Jags.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.